Okay, we're up to Bava Basra, Daf Vav Amid Beis. We're on the very, very bottom of Daf Vav Amid Aleph. And this Amid is going to have a lot of cases where you have to be somewhat imaginative to understand the actual reality of what they're discussing. So if you get a copy of the Perish Chai, which has the pictures which describe a lot of these scenarios, that would be extremely helpful to look at some of the pictures. I'll try to describe it a little bit, but I know I'm not going to do it great justice. So do your best to try to find some pictures to describe the cases that come up in this Amid. So we're at the very bottom of Vav Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveiro, now Vav Amid Beis, Bebira Gedola. So if a person rents, it says a house, but Rashi explains that we're talking about he rents a room or an apartment in a large mansion, and he has a certain amount of space that's allotted to him. So what is he allowed to use? Mishtamesh, and the Bach changes a little bit of the gear. So here, Mishtamesh bekosleh ubezizeh ad arba amos. So he's allowed to use the walls and the anything that's hanging outside of his room within dalet amos of his room. Uveoveh akosel, and he could put things on the thickness of the wall within that area, but Malcolm Shanogo, and obviously he can go as far as the standard minhag is in such places. So you don't just get access to your particular room, you also get the immediate space right outside your room for hanging things up that don't really go inside and for usage. So that is all standard minhag hamakom. Aval bitar beitz apadne lo, but he doesn't get to use the garden outside of the room that he's staying, which was generally speaking not for usage, it was just for the look. Rav Nachman Didei, this was all Rav Nachman quoting others, but Rav Nachman Didei, he himself holds afilo b'tarvet zapad. You do get to use the garden to put your own personal things over there. Aval rechava shachorei abatim lo, but you don't get to use the width of the wall behind the rooms. That's not acceptable. V'Rav Amar afilo rechava shachorei habatim, and Rav says no, you even get to use all of these spaces. Okay, so this is a discussion in terms of what is acceptable for a renter to use under the circumstances that he's renting a room in a much larger structure. Amar Avina, hi kishura de metilisa. So let's say now you have a situation where your neighbor's wall is right up against your yard, and you want to build some sort of a sukkah. We'll discuss, not talking about a sukkah, but some sort of an outdoor structure with a tarp or schach or something like that. So in order to hang the tarp or the schach, you need cross beams. So you want to put one of your heavy beams on top of this fellow's wall, or more than one, so that you can suspend them in midair on your walls and hang things across. So you have this kishur as the beam de metilasa of your sukkah, of your hut. Ad tlasin yomin lo have chazaka, baser tlasin yomin have chazaka. So if the guy lets you leave it up there for up to 30 days, then you can't claim, oh, he was mochel, he didn't say anything, and therefore I'm allowed to continue to use it like that. But if he lets you leave there more than 30 days, then that's already considered a chazaka, because he should have said something when he noticed it over a period of 30 days, and therefore he's inherently mochel under those circumstances. The e sukkah de mitzvah, but if you're building a sukkah for sukkahs, ad shiva yomin lo havi chazaka, baser shiva yomin havi chazaka. So then it's for 7 days, it's not a chazaka, because he was clearly just letting you do the mitzvah by keeping it there. But after 7 days, it's no longer a chazaka, because he would have wanted you to take it down right after Yantif if he was makbid on this. Now, obviously, we can't be meaning seven exactly, because Shmini Atzeres is right after. But nevertheless, so what we're saying is that you get a shorter amount of time, the amount of time that a person would normally have to take down a sukkah that was put in an undesirable location, which is a very short amount of time compared to the 30 days that you get if it's not a sukkah shell mitzvah. It's just something you're using outside. However, now we have one caveat. Ve'i chavre betina la'alter havi chazaka. If you cemented it down, meaning you put the crossbeam on his wall, and then you put cement on top of it to keep it stuck to the wall, and the guy didn't say anything, then that's already a chazaka, assuming the guy saw you, and he remained silent. Okay, next case. Omar Abaye. Abaye says, If you have the following scenario, Shnei Batim b'Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So if you have two houses facing each other right across a street, so you have a street in the middle, it's not a very wide street, so they can see from one house to the other, and specifically we're talking about on the rooftops now, that you can see from one rooftop to the other across the street, and there's a street crossing in the middle. Figure it's some sort of an alley or a cul-de-sac, something not particularly wide. So you have, again, that's the case. And Ze osemake lachatzi gago, ve ze osemake lachatzi gago, ze shelo keneged ze uma adif. So what they can do is, if each one doesn't want to build a full wall, one guy could build a wall half of the way of the length of the house. The other guy could build in the opposite spot where it's not covered by the first guy's wall on his side, and they just have to overlap a little bit in the middle. Try to envision that let's say the houses are going, the length of the houses are north to south, so I can build 50% of my wall from the north to south, and he can build 50% of his wall from south to north, and then each one of us is able to use his roof without the other being able to see him, as long as there's a tiny bit of overlap in the middle. Now, people from the street can still look up and see half of my roof. So if I'm hanging out on the roof in the half that doesn't have a wall covering it, they'll see me, but my neighbor across the way will not see me. So now the Gemara says, "My iriya b'rishus harabim afilu b'rishus hayachid nami." So why do you have to have the case being in Rishus HaRabim? Even if you just build it in Rishus HaYachid and there's no street in between them, this half-wall situation will also work. So Gemara says, no, Rishus HaRabim, it's Terichale. It helps us with the case. We need it to be a case where it's Dafka Rishus HaRabim. Because Ma'u Detema, Neimale, Sof, Habbois, Letztanuimi, B'nei Rishus HaRabim. So maybe one guy could say to the other guy, look, I don't want to build my half of the wall. You already built half a wall, or you should have to build a whole wall, and I should build nothing. Why? Because you're going to want a wall, so you can hang out on your roof and nobody from Rishus HaRabim will be able to see you. So Kamash Malan, so this case comes to teach us the Amar Lei, that the first guy is able to say to the second guy, I don't want to build a wall just to protect myself from the Rishus HaRabim, because Rabim be imam chazuli belul yelo chazuli. They can only see me during the day. They won't be able to see me at night. At bin bi mama bin belil yachazi sali. You can see me both by day and by night. Inami rabim ki ka'imna chazuli ki asivna lo chazuli. Or the people on the street will not see me they'll only see me if I'm standing, not if I'm sitting. At chazisli bain ki ka'imna bain ki asivna. You'll see me no matter what, whether I'm standing or sitting. Rabim ki ma'ainu chazuli. For the people on the street to see me, they have to stare. Kiloma ainu lo chazuli. If they don't look carefully, they're not going to see me. At memela nami chazisali. You're going to see me no matter what, even if you're not trying, because you're just going to accidentally look across the way. So therefore, all of these cases where we can say that you're just as responsible to build a wall as I am, and it's not just that, oh, I have to build one anyway to hide myself from the people in the street below. And therefore, I'll build half, and you'll build half, and we'll meet in the middle. Amar Mar. So let's go back to analyze part of what we said before in this case. Ze'u semake l'chatzi gago, ze'u semake l'chatzi gago, ze shelo keneged ze'u ma'adif. So each one only has to build half of the length of the roof. As long as there's a little bit of overlap in the middle, then neither one will be able to see the other guy. So pshita, this is obvious. Why would we say that they have to build more? So lo tzricha, dekadim chad minayu va'avad. Right, so it's a case where one guy built his half first. For Ovid, the Bach adds in the word Ovid Didei. He built it for himself. So Ma'u de Teima Neimale Idach. So Reuven already built half the wall. So I might think that Shimon can now say to him, Shkol Uzinka Va'abdeis Kule. Take the, Rashi explains to me, take the money that it would cost to pay for this, and then you build the rest. Meaning, I'll pay for the other half. Kamash Malan, so it comes to teach us the Amar Lei that he's allowed to say back to him, at my time alo abdis, why didn't you build the wall on your side? I know why. Mishum de Misra Ashiasech, because it's going to ruin your walls. Now, what do we mean by that? Meaning, this is on the roof and it's being built on the edge of the wall, so it's going to put additional pressure on the foundation of your building to have this weighty brick wall on top of the roof. So Ananami Misra Lei Ashiasi. I'm also worried that my walls are going to be weighted down and ruined by this thing. So I only want to build the half that I built. You build the other half on yours, and we'll balance out. Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Now we have a new case. So this is a little bit again, these cases are a little hard to visualize, but we'll do our best. Gaga samoch l'chatzer chaveiro. If you have a roof that is right next to someone else's chatzer, oselo maka gavo daladam. So this we had before on that Beis Amid Beis, that you have to build a 4 amma wall on the roof so you can't look into your friend's chatzer. Aval bein gag l'gag, lo. But if you just have, let's say, an attached house, and they're connected in every way, and they're obviously connected on the flat roof on top as well. So you could just walk from one roof to the other, no problem. So then you're not required to build a dalad amos wall in between the roofs on top of the house. For Rav Nachman Didei, Amar, Rav Nachman himself disagrees, not in the name of Shmuel, Eino Zakuk L'dalad Amos. Says, yeah, you don't have to build up a dalad amos wall. Aval Zakuk L'machitzas Asar. You have to build a 10 tefach wall instead. So Lamai, what is the purpose of this 10 tefach wall? Ila hezik re'iya, if it's to prevent one guy from looking at the other guy on the roof, arba amos mina, then you would need a dalad amos wall. Ila nitfasolav kaganav, if it was so that if you see the guy on your side of the roof, he's trespassing, and now you see that he's doing the wrong thing, and to tell him not to trespass, but misipes ba'amasagi, it's good enough to just put up the smallest possible little boundary. Ila gediim utloim. So if you're just worried about his animals going onto my roof and vice versa, so there you really just need to put a very small, we assume it's 3 tefachim. You just have to put a 3 tefach partition so they can't poke their heads over. So where does this 10 tefachim business come from? So the Gemara answers, le'olam le'nitvasolav kaganav. Really, it's so that he doesn't trespass and to show that he's not allowed on the other side. We ask, but Mesipes Ba'alma is good enough. So the Gemara answers, but Mesipes Matzi Mishtamele. No, if there was just the smallest, tiny little partition, then he could have had an excuse. He could have said what Amari would say, Mimitsuri, Kamimitsirna, that basically I dropped something on your side of the fence and I'm just coming to pick it up, but I'm not really here. So B'mechitzas Asara Lo Matzi Mishtamele. But if he's on the other side of a 10 tefach partition, then obviously he's there for ill purposes and he's trespassing and he can't really weasel his way out of it. Okay, now the Gemara has a kasha. Meisve, Yemaya Chatzero Lamala, Migago Shel Chavero, Ein Niskakim Lo. Let's say the Chatzer was above the fellow's roof, then we don't require him to, we don't require anything of him. So my lav, Ein Niskakim Lo Klal. So doesn't it mean that we don't make him build anything? So we don't see, really, you don't need to build a 10 tefach partition. So because this is very similar to the roofs that are connected. Well, no, it's not really a right. Ein Niskakim Lo Dalad Amos. It means you don't have to build a Dalad Amos fence. Avon Niskakim Lo Machitzas Asar. But you do have to build a 10 tefach fence. Itmar, we learn the following case. Shtei chatzeros zu l'mala mizu. Let's say there are two chatzers, but they're on different levels. One is higher than the other. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, what should we do? Tachton bone mi kenegdo v'ola. The elyon bone mi kenegdo v'ola. So the guy on the bottom should start building up, and he builds 4 amos from where he is. And then the guy on the top should build from where he is and go four amos above himself. Rav Chizda Amar, no. Elyon misayeya milamata ubone. I'm sorry. The way the Rav Huna said was, is each one builds his own 4 amos wall and from where his ground begins. And Rav Chizda says, no, just build one wall, but the guy on top will add to the top of the guy on the bottom's wall and make sure that it's 4 amos above him. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chizda, and this sheet of Rav Chizda is supported by a braisa. And what does the braisa say? Shtei chatzer zu l'mala mizu. So if you have the case of two chatzers, one higher than the other, lo yomra el yonareni bona mishikenegdi vola. He shouldn't say, I'm just going to build my own fence and go up 4 amos from where I am. Ela misayeya milamato bona. He should help the guy on the bottom and help him build his fence. Vimhoisa chatzera lamala migago shel chavero. And if a guy has a chatzer which is even taller than his friend's roof, eino zakuk lo. Then he doesn't have to build. He doesn't have to build a wall to so that he doesn't see the guy's roof. Okay. Now the Gemara has the following case. Hanu Beitre. There were two brothers who divided up their father's house. The Havu Daire. That the way they were living was Chad Havadayir Iloy, Chad Havadayir Tatoy. One was living on the upper floor of the house, and one was living on the lower floor of the house. There were basically two apartments, what we call in the Gemara language, the Mishnah language, a bayis v'ha aliyah. The bayis is the first floor, the aliyah is the second floor. And this is how they were doing it. It bar tatoi. What happened was is the bottom floor got broken. What does that mean? Rashi explains that the wall started caving in to the extent that it was impossible to enter the first floor without first bending over, and it was getting pretty bad on the first floor. So Amrale Tatoi Liloi. So the brother living on the bottom floor says to the one living on the top floor, Ta Vinivnai, let's come and break down the house in order that we can rebuild it with a stronger foundation and everything will stay properly. So Amrale, the brother who lived on top, said, Ana Shaper Kadarna, hey, I'm living very nicely up here. I don't want to give anything up. Going over to Zion of an Aleph Nei. So Amrale, so his brother said back to him, the Bach changes the gears a little bit. Avnaya ano, so he says, I will build it, meaning that the brother on the bottom says, I'll pay for everything. You don't have to be in, you know, you don't have to pay for anything. So Amar, so his brother said back to him, Lasli duchta lemederba, but I don't have a place to live while you're doing the construction. So Amar Le, so the brother lives on the bottom, said to the brother on the top, Ana oger lo duchta, I will rent you a place to live. So Amale, the brother who lived on top, answered, Lo Tarachna. He says, what do I need to move for? It's too much of a bother for me to schlep out of here, right? And he was. The brother responded, Lo Kamitali, I can't live like this. It's impossible for me to constantly have to deal with this problem. So his brother said back to him, Shuf akreseich, v'ol v'shuf akreseich v'fuk. So he says, lie on your belly, meaning crawl in and crawl out. You don't have to, you know, it's no big deal. You just bend over when you enter and bend over when you leave. So what is the halacha under such circumstances? So Amar Rav Chama, so Rav Chama says, Bedino kam akiv. Actually, the brother on the top has the right to prevent the brother on the bottom from doing the construction. And it is correct, al pi halacha. Fine. Vahani mili, and these words are true. De lo matu kshuri lamata me'asar. That's only if the roof beams are not below 10 tefachim. Once they get below 10 tefachim, then avomatu kshuri lamata me'asar. If they get below 10 tefachim, matzei amrale lamata me'asar reshusa di dihu velo mishabed lach. Below 10 tefachim, now you are in my reshus. Halachically, up to 10 tefachim is considered the reshus with the ground, and therefore I am no longer meshubit to you. I am no longer responsible for you. I can make all the decisions because it's all within my halachic domain. Vahani mili, and also these words that he doesn't have, that the brother on top can prevent him from doing the construction, de lo asnu gabe hadadi. That's if they did not make any tnai, they didn't make any preconditions. Aval asnu gabe hadadi, but if they made some preconditions that they would be allowed to do construction, satru uvanu, then the bottom brother can force the top one to break it down and do the construction. Ask the Gemara, I know we're way past Zayin HaMedalef, but I just want to finish this topic. Vachi asnu ba'adadi ad kama. So if they made a tnai, how bad does it have to get? How much does it have to sink in order for them to have to do construction? So Amar Rabbanan Kamei de Rabba Mishmei de Mar Zutra Beri de Rav Nachman de Amar Mishmei de Rav Nachman. So the Rabbanan said in the presence of Rabba, in the name of Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman. So it's a lengthy quote in the name of Rav Nachman. We'll see that becomes relevant in a second. Ke'osa se'sheshaninu. It's like we learn later on, Rumo kechatzi orko kechatzi rachbo. Right, the height should be like the half of the length and half of the width. Meaning, then if it goes below that, then you have the right to force him to do construction. Amar lehu Rabba. So when he heard this, Rabba said to the Rabbanan who were saying this, Lav amina lehu, didn't I tell you? Lo tislu be buke sreke b'Rav Nachman. Don't hang empty vessels on Rav Nachman. Meaning, don't misquote Rav Nachman as saying ridiculous things. Rather, Hachiyam Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said: Ki de diare inche
It's the way people normally live. Until it gets below that, then you have to take care of it. Vikama, and how much is that? Some Ravuna, Breder of Yeshua. So Ravuna says in the name of Rav Yeshua, Ki hechi da'aili yisuraisa d'mechoza v'hadar. It's like when they used to carry a package full of long reeds in mechoza, and you should be able to walk around the whole house like that, meaning enough for your own self to go in, and while carrying a large package on your back, you should have enough space for that as well.